The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly.
Hello.
I am getting a coronavirus test today. It's my first one.
Very exciting.
I know. I'm not really excited. I don't think I have it.
I was going to say, is there a reason behind?
Yeah, I'm going on vacation. So I just wanted to, you know, make sure that everything is in good hands before I head to another state.
Embark. On an excellent journey.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm going to see some, you know, in-laws and other people. And I just want to make sure that everybody's like, all right, we'll all get our test done.
So, very nice. So, you do a little drive up, or do they have those still going on?
No, I have to go. I had to make an appointment because I don't have symptoms. So I think
wrong. I thought a lot of people were still doing that even if they didn't have symptoms.
We had to make an appointment. So it's today. And so I'll let you know how it turns out.
I think you get to keep your clothes on for it.
It's not a rectal test.
It's not a rectal test? That's great.
That's what I've learned.
All right.
I've learned they don't swab your rectum.
You don't have to get naked.
Even though I checked the box, I prefer, but no.
No?
No, they just swab your nose.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right.
So, anyways.
Probably best.
Yeah. 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 So, feel good.
That's great.
Feel good. We'll see.
I hope it all turns out
okay. Thank you. Thank you.
It'd be unfortunate for you to have to dash all your vacation plans.
I know that would kind of suck.
That would suck.
That would kind of suck. Yeah. How was your weekend? Good?
Yeah. I did like nothing yesterday.
That's good.
Which is good because we did a lot on Saturday. And I'll tell you what, we kind of pitched in to like this little fireworks display that our street was going to do. And it was, I think the Zambellis would have been impressed.
Yeah.
They have, because we have a pond down at the end of our street, and we have a little cul-de-sac, so we just kind of like had a little block party.
Right.
And about five of the guys on the street were setting them off.
Wow.
Down by the pond. It was an impressive little display.
Yeah, our neighborhood lit up pretty good.
Yeah.
I think on Saturday night there.
Was there an organized thing, or did you just have a bunch of people just kind of let them off?
I think we have a park that's close to us, so we heard a lot of them coming from the park, so I think there was a unorganized yet organized sort of fireworks display coming from the park. So.
I was going to say, do you think they had to get permission for that?
I mean, they probably didn't get permission
for that.
I mean, let's be honest.
All right.
All right. So, yeah, today we've got Setting the Bar stories. We've got Giraffes, Bears on the show.
Wow, and we've already had bears so far.
I know. We've
just
got
had
more.
Bears. More bears?
We've got Can't Beat Kelly rolling back. So that's kind of exciting.
We figured out a prize.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out by then.
Absolutely.
All right.
So there's a follow-up to a segment that we did on the show on Friday that we got a text over the weekend that I need to highlight. It's the bit that we did where it was the ad slogans that also work in the bedroom.
Uh-huh.
So we got a follow-up text that I feel like we need to revisit.
That's great.
From, you know, because again, people ingest the show, not just live, you know, you go back, you listen to it, on the podcast and all that. So
different times of day.
Yeah, for sure. So we'll get to that all on the way, and your feel goods. We got those every single hour throughout the morning as well. We'll kick off the show coming up next with one. Feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Kelly Kay.
We're going to Plymouth, Massachusetts for this one.
Okay.
Plymouth, Massachusetts. I say that. I don't really a good Boston
accent. I was
going to
say,
accent,
I heard a little bit of Boston slipping in there.
But there, that's going to be a part of it. Some might call this a golfing miracle.
Okay.
Frank Costa hit a hole in one.
Nice.
Golfing at the Squirrel Run course. It's hard to say.
Sure.
Everybody was talking about it, he said.
Talking.
I hit maybe 10 yards in front of the hole. It just rolled in, and it went in.
Yeah.
Yeah, and everybody went nuts.
Yeah.
As soon as I got it, I looked up. I said, Dad, I got it. However, the next day, the very same thing happened to Barbara.
Get out.
His lovely wife of 50 years. Same hole. I
grab my 9-iron. I hit it. I knew it was a good shot.
It hit maybe 10 yards in front of the hole, and it just rolled.
But I stood watching it, and it actually hit the pin and dropped in.
And it went in, and I went nuts.
Frank and Barbara Costa of Plymouth share something very few couples will ever have the joy of knowing. Back in mid-June, both hit a hole-in-one. Both on the par 3, number 11, at Squirrel Run Golf Course. Both only one day apart.
Wow.
Look at that. 24 hours apart.
I hit the ball.
Sorry, they had 24 hours apart.
Apart.
Hit the ball and it went in. About 10 yards. Rolled in, hit the pin, right. Went in. How great is that?
I feel like half of this feel good is just hearing you do the Boston accent.
Well, and hearing them do it. Okay, it's pretty great.
Sure.
Yeah, you can see the entire video. We tweeted it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Okay.
We're working on it.
All right. That's good. That's your feel good. Do that every single hour here.
I wouldn't park my car.
Yeah. How about them apples?
On that's that, really my education.
That's it. All right, it's 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. According to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team, clouds in the listening area. You could see periods of rain, high of 95. Pretty much going to be thunderstorms and 90s all week. So, all right.
All righty.
Oh.
Hey, at least we had good weather for right. You know, it was hot. But it was great if you had like access to a pool or water fun.
Yeah, it was. It was certainly hot. It was one of those weekends where you're just like, you go out and you kind of get acclimated to the heat and whatever. And then when you walk in and if you've got air conditioning,
oh yeah,
man, that blast just hits you.
Oh, it's so good.
And when you can crank the air conditioning to where you need to wear a sweatshirt inside, That's the life.
Yeah.
That's like living the other half right there.
Well, that's kind of how we live. I dress for inside and then I take the dogs out and I die.
I know, like my heat. My daughters, they all wear like sweatpants and sweatshirts inside.
Yeah.
And we were sitting out on the patio over the weekend and they're just like, they were complaining, I'm so hot. I'm like, guys, look at what you're wearing. You're wearing sweatshirts.
Well, we're wearing that because you keep it so cold in here, Dad.
True.
Was that the other part of that sentence?
No, that wasn't.
Okay.
But they were like, yeah, that's
what
true.
They were thinking.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. If you want to get in on some tickets for Holiday World Splash and Safari, a couple different ways you can do that. One, you can just go over to the website real quick, WDJX.com, click win, and we could be sending you some Holiday World Splash and Safari tickets right to your door. So that's kind of cool. Also, you can be listening for an opportunity where we will literally be delivering them to your either work or your house or wherever you are. So
how fun is that?
That's kind of cool too. With
that service,
DJX pop-up. So again, WDJX.com, click on win and you can get in on that. Coming up here in just a few minutes, setting the bar story. I think the famous last words were like, who would steal this? ...
Okay. Just when you think you know, you don't know.
You don't know. So that is coming up. We go to, I believe, St. Louis for this story. Setting the bar on the way. Setting the bar stories. These are examples of stories of what not to do. Sets the bar for your day very low.
Okay.
Okay. So if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a 13-foot giraffe, you're doing okay.
How does one do that?
Yeah.
A local business owner is pleading for the public's help finding their missing giraffe.
Oh, no.
Okay.
According to a Facebook post, Civil Life Brewery says its beloved giraffe was stolen July 2nd.
Okay, so to be clear, this isn't a real giraffe.
Got it. Now I understand that because I don't think a real giraffe is living at a brewery.
No. Well,
maybe.
Stranger things have happened.
You might know it as part of Jake's Dinosaur Park right next to Civil Life Brewery.
Okay, oh, wow. So it's a part of a dinosaur park.
Okay.
The brewing company tweeted a video of a white box truck who they say was part of the theft.
Uh-huh.
If you've seen the truck or maybe you've seen a 16-foot tall metal giraffe in your area,
wow.
Call the St. Louis Police Department.
Yeah,
that's
going
to stand out if you happen to see it. Yeah, that's something you're going to notice.
Yeah, if that's in your neighborhood and it pops up, your next-door neighbor is like, hey, want to come over? We got a new visitor. That may be something where you're like, huh.
We got some new lawn decor.
Where did you get that?
We're having a barbecue.
Right, exactly.
Come on over, check it out.
Yeah, so again, if you can manage to make it through the day, and I know, and so the owner actually removed a temporary fencing that he had around the giraffe because
that was the open door.
Because he said, I thought nobody's going to take this 13-foot giraffe.
Well, think again.
Yeah.
That's right. Quite a feat. I bet that's heavy.
That's when the burglars are like, hold my beer.
Challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a 13-foot giraffe, you're doing okay. All right?
All right.
All right. There you okay. go. That's setting the bar.
Personally, I wouldn't have anywhere to put it.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to avoid that because lack of space.
Lack of space.
Not because it's against the law, just lack of space.
Well, that too. But okay, there you go. Every single hour we do this, Kelly Kay.
We go to Tuscaloosa, Alabama for this one.
Tuscaloosa.
A Taco Casa restaurant employee doesn't have to struggle to get to his job anymore because of one person's generosity.
Yeah.
So a longtime customer of the restaurant saw this young man. He was walking to work in the heat of the day and decided, you know what? I want to do something about that. So Monday, Taco Casa's Vice President of Operations, Rod Wilkins Jr., led the employee outside the building where the donor's surprise was waiting for him in the parking lot, a fully paid-off Acura sedan.
The store owner says it's one of the most incredible acts of kindness he's ever seen.
And it's just amazing to think that a customer has met another person for less than 15 minutes and feels like God has told him, hey, I need to buy him a car.
There it is.
Wow.
The employee has been walking several miles to work every day in the heat, and the man, who is a faithful customer who doesn't want to be identified, decided to help the employee and donated this Acura sedan.
Dang.
How cool is that? Literally, didn't really know this person at all, just kind of noticed something and said, I want to do something. But that's a big thing to do.
That, and it's not a used car.
No.
It's a new car.
It's a fully paid off car.
Dang.
Isn't that amazing?
That's pretty cool.
Kindness is fantastic.
That is good.
That's big kindness.
All right, there you go.
We'll tweet that out so you can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, home of the DJX All Access Summer, where you can get in to win a virtual backstage experience with the Jonas Brothers, including the digital pad to watch it on. So that's
exciting.
Kind of exciting there. 99.7 DJX at WDJX.com. Click win.
I, too, was backstage at the concert.
Yeah, you just told me this before we turned our mics on. And it involves an iPad?
Yes.
Okay, all
right. So, we're selling our third-generation iPad on Marketplace. Guy's right. Coming to pick it up this morning. I told my husband, hey, put it out. He's on his way. And he's like, oh, sorry for the rude wake-up call this morning, because he's kind of like, hey.
Yeah.
Kind of gave me a little shove. I'm like, I said, I'm glad you did, because I turned off my alarm and went right back to my dream. Was hanging out backstage at an NSYNC concert.
Oh.
Joey Fatone rolled in just wearing a towel, and I saw his butt crack because he had hooked up with some girl.
Oh, that he
that was my dream.
Dang. Joey Fatone and just hooked up with a girl in your dream?
And he was just wearing a towel? He was late to the show, and he was just wearing a towel, scrambling up the stairs. I was like, Joey, I can see your butt crack.
And you did let him know, though?
Yeah, of course. Because we were friends.
Before he went out on stage in just his towel.
Yeah.
Because maybe he would have experienced that nightmare that everybody has
of
being in a crowd when you're without clothes on.
I spared him from that, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and we were friends because, you know, he was thanks, Kel.
So was it, it was a case where he was definitely not out of the shower. It was definitely something else.
I think he was definitely like doing a little walk of shame before the show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it was Joey.
Just Joey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Random.
The rest of them were all getting in their outfits.
Chris Kirkpatrick was like, why couldn't it have been me? Because, Chris.
Yeah.
We know.
Chris.
We
<It's>
know.
Fine. Wow. I'm sure you had a lot of girls at the Gap.
Sure.
That were working there like you.
So, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Isn't
so,
that fun?
That's... You know what stinks about like dreams like that? Especially dreams that you want to be in? Is when you get woken up and you try to go back to that same dream. And you like consciously think, you're like, I want to get back to that dream. And then you like close your eyes and you're like, think. And you never do.
Yeah. Well, and on my way there, I was driving and I like remembered at the last minute that concert was at night. And so I was just like, I'm just going to swing in, See if I can just
see the boys backstage.
Backstage. And
see
I did.
The boys real quick.
And there was some sort of like charity check kind of presentation. Oh. I hopped in on that too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you just like photobomb it or were you like holding the check?
I was holding the check.
You were you presenting it?
I was helping to present it.
Oh.
I'm not sure who it was for, okay. How much money
or
it was.
How much it was.
But
or...
they thanked me. And I said, you're welcome.
Kelly, we're so happy that you were here to help present this check to some unknown
right.
person or charity
yeah.
or thing for some undisclosed amount of money.
And then
where's Joey? Oh, wait,
oh,
sorry.
There he is. He's scrambling up the stairs wearing a towel.
Was Joey a part of the check presentation or was
nope.
he off doing
no,
his own
was,
thing?
He was late. He was late for all
oh,
that. He
wow.
was scrambling in at the last okay. minute. I was kind of walking down the stairs.
So you were almost the stand-in for Joey.
Almost.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was a fun dream. I was right. like, oh, wait, I almost forgot. I think it was like a Justin Timberlake solo concert and then NSYNC right after that concert.
Oh.
It was like a doubleheader.
Did Justin stick around for the NSYNC part?
Well, yes.
I mean.
He did. He was already warmed up with the solo.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. It was
All
quite
right.
a show.
So, yeah.
I didn't get to see the show, though. I'm a little upset about that.
That like, is kind of a bummer.
Robbed of the concert
yeah.
experience.
I mean, had you not been woken
dream.
Up, maybe you could have at least had caught maybe part of a song
blame,
or two.
I blame my husband and the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Two worthy things to be mad
yep,
at.
Yep, that's right. two things that prevented me from seeing that show in my head.
All right, so neither of those are going to be a question on Can't Beat Kelly.
Okay, good.
What is the dream that, what is the concert that Kelly dreamt in her dream?
Who rolled in just wearing a towel?
Right, that is not going to be a question
okay.
for Can't Beat Kelly, but that is coming up in about 15 minutes. Can't Beat Kelly. An opportunity for you to pick up an iPad for free. So that'd be kind of cool,
that
too.
That would be cool.
If you can take Kelly down, our pop culture queen here on 99.7 DJX. In what has already been an interesting 2020, this can only make it that much more interesting as we may have another presidential, I guess...
Candidate?
In 2020?
Okay.
You know, obviously the incumbent, President Trump.
Sure.
You've got the Democratic Biden. And then Kanye West.
Yeah.
Tweeting that he is tossing his hat into the ring.
And really, as if 2020 didn't already have enough surprises, here's one more. Rapper Kanye West says he's running for president.
Okay.
Now, see, he had talked about this before, like, in 2024. So I think a lot of people were kind of confused, like...
You mean 2015?
Does he mean...
Yeah.
Well, no, but he had mentioned in 2024 he was going to do that.
Yeah. So, but his whole, like, running for president thing, you're right.
It got moved up, apparently.
Is not a new thing where back in 2015, even during the MTV VMA Awards, he announced... He was going to be running for president in 2020.
Right.
So this has kind of been a thing
for
a while with Kanye.
Sure.
All right? And so he tweeted then over the weekend on Saturday, on July 4th, that we must now realize the promise of America by trusting God, unifying our vision, and building our future. I'm running for president in the United States. Then use the hashtag 2020 vision. So there are those that are taking this at face value and saying... Kanye's running for president.
Yeah, although it may be a little late.
There are others.
There are questions about that.
Well, yeah, and who knows if he has actually like filed the proper paperwork to
right.
do that or
there
anything.
There are things like that that need to happen.
Yeah. There are others who are saying, Kanye does do a really good job of putting his name out there when he's got new albums and projects to promote.
There is that happening,
so
too.
So he has a new single out
yep.
that people are thinking, and then maybe even an album that could be titled 2020 Vision
yep.
that people are...
Which was the hashtag he used.
Right, exactly.
So
is Kanye really running for president?
Not
or
sure.
is Kanye just saying he is just for all everybody to be like, Kanye, and all of a sudden he's like,
I'm just kidding, not my album.
Let me slip in this album here real quick while
know.
Everybody's talking about me.
But a lot of people just automatically jump to Kim K as our first lady.
First lady, Kim Kardashian, who...
How bougie would the White House be?
Who did tweet an American flag, and as she retweeted him...
She's on board.
Elon Musk.
Yeah, he's all like...
SpaceX founder.
Sure.
He said, I support this.
Okay.
Or you have my full support, he
right.
said.
And
so
Mark Cuban. Those are two in his camp.
Yeah, he's got two.
That's great.
Are those... Is that going to be his cabinet?
That's really all you need.
Is that going to be it? So is, okay, so say Kanye West becomes president in some virtual world.
Listen, don't talk too much about this because
you're right,
people did that a lot about Trump.
So, again, let just hypothetically.
All right.
Hypothetically, this happens.
Mm-hmm.
Is Elon Musk his... Then Space Force, Department of NASA. I don't know. What do you call it? Department of NASA?
I think NASA is its own separate thing.
Department of NASA, Department of Space Force. I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah. So, and Elon's got his own space thing going
on. Mark Cuban. I mean, that doesn't matter. Mark Cuban.
Financial advisor?
Maybe. Yeah, he's done a good job of over the years of creating his millions and millions.
Listen, I bet you the sound system at the White House will get an upgrade, right?
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. Kanye West tweeting Saturday. I guess we'll keep you posted.
All right.
I guess, okay.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, so there you go. If you want to read more about that, you can. WDJX.com. We got that posted there. So, yeah, like I said, we'll keep you posted. And no, this will not be a question on Can't Beat Kelly.
Oh, it's not?
It will not.
That would be a really good question.
I don't know, right?
That would have been a really, like, what celebrity just threw your hat in the presidential race this year?
You're right. And that would be kind of easy because we literally just talked about
it. Make it a bonus question.
So there you go. Kanye West, President 2020? Question mark? Can't Beat Kelly. Chance for you to take down the pop culture queen. Five pop culture questions coming up here. I went through a rite of passage over the weekend by attempting to teach my daughters, who are both 16, how to parallel park a car.
Oh, wow.
I did this by setting up chairs, so I didn't actually do it with like necessarily actual cars.
Okay, that's probably smart.
That real life test is still to come.
Okay,
because we all know that doing it for fake and doing it for real, there's a difference between real life situation where you're driving down Market in Nulu and all of a sudden you see an open spot there on the right and you've got cars behind you and you're like, I got to parallel into this.
Yeah.
And it's right in the middle of rush hour and you're trying to just get over there to please and thank you and have some cookies.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness.
Please and thank you. Right? Yes. Absolutely.
I mean, this is real life situations here that I didn't have to subject them to just yet. But I put up a couple chairs in the front to mark the front car.
Uh-huh.
And then I sat in the chair as the rear car, right?
So just to put it out there, like, don't kill your dad.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And so I did have that thought. I'm like, man, okay, what could the worst thing happen be? I guess they run me over. And
that would make a story.
Right, it would. And so my thought was, I immediately go Jason Bourne. Bourne from the Bourne Identity.
Uh-huh.
Was like, where are your exits?
Oh, okay.
You're
plotting your exits.
I'm plotting my exits.
Yes, you're plotting your escape.
In case something were to go haywire.
Right.
However, they did like surprisingly a lot better than I thought.
Oh, great.
I know.
I'm sure that they can thank Dad.
For
having no faith in us.
I know. And you know, because I know how I was parallel parking when I first started.
Yeah.
When I took my driving test to start, I failed it the first time.
Oh, really?
And it was because of the basically the parallel parking or the maneuvering portion of the driving
test
that I took.
And then back in my day, I had to do that on the street.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I failed it the first time I took it because I wasn't a very good maneuverer at that point.
It's tough.
Since then, I have... And like leading up to this moment, like for the past probably 5 years, I would always, whenever I would just, and you know when you nail it.
Yeah.
When you nail a parallel parking job.
Like a glove.
Yeah. When you nail it and that you get that rush in your body.
You think you're an amazing driver.
I would always pull the girls out and I'd be like, look at this.
Uh-huh.
Look at that. 6 inches on that side, 10 inches on that side. That is perfect.
Perfect spacing.
You take a picture of this.
Yeah.
You remember it because this is stuff that you're going to have to do.
Stuff of legends.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So anyways, just one of those like rite of passages that I had to go through over the weekend. And man, they crushed it.
I'm glad they didn't run you over.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
They didn't. This could have been a very different story.
Yes.
Or even a different morning show here this morning.
Yep. Okay.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Well, we're checking in with Ben from the hospital bed. No.
He's in a body cast, but he's doing just fine.
He's doing just fine. Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. So anyways, your opportunity to take down Kelly K. Can't beat Kelly coming up here. She is currently applying mascara to make sure that she is ready and presentable for you.
Uh-huh.
Five pop culture questions. If you can do it, you can win. 502-571-9970. Give us a few minutes. We'll play next.
It's time to put that useless pop culture knowledge to work. Here comes Can't Beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, let's meet who you are taking on here this morning. After a couple weeks off, it's nice to be able to welcome Logan to the show. Good morning, Logan.
Hi, Logan.
Morning.
All right, so Logan, it's Can't Beat Kelly, the pop culture game where we're going to kick Kelly out of the room, ask you five questions, bring Kelly back into the room, ask you her the same five questions. Whoever gets more right will win. If you guys tie, it goes to Kelly. However, if you both get all five correct, it goes to sudden death. How you feeling this morning, Logan?
A little sketchy. I don't know about it.
Okay.
Okay. Well, so your smartness level is not super high, you think?
I just think that it's just been so hard with everything going on.
Listen.
I don't know if I'm with it.
Listen, Logan, I mean, sorry, Kelly, he's throwing you off.
Yeah, it could be.
You know he's throwing you off.
This could be psychological warfare.
This is psychological warfare right here.
I get it.
All right, so Kelly is going to leave the studio.
Okay. Right. Good luck, Logan.
Sorry, Kelly's putting her ass.
All right,
bit of lip gloss on there.
Have a little bit of lip gloss. Okay.
Yeah, she wants to look good for you, Logan.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what it
okay.
is. All right. So Kelly's right. leaving.
Bye.
All right. So bye, Kelly. All right. Logan, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Question number one. Which retail chain is converting 160 of its parking lots into drive-in theaters for the summer as the movie industry struggles amid the coronavirus pandemic?
Did you say 160 parking lots?
Yes.
Walmart.
Joey Chestnut and Miki Sudo repeated again as men's and women's champions at Saturday's Nathan's Famous July 4th hot dog eating contest. How many wieners did Joey down in 10 minutes to set the record?
75, I believe.
Which music act canceled a planned weekend concert outside of Austin after criticism for promoting a non-socially distanced show amid the pandemic? Oh, and I'd only sold about 280 tickets.
The Austin concert that canceled, it was a country
Two,
guy.
One. Need an answer.
Luke Bryan. It wasn't him.
After decades of saying they'll never change their team name, which NFL team announced Friday that they'll reconsider a name change?
The Redskins.
Question number five. Even nude resorts in the United States are now requiring guests to wear this specific piece of clothing at its resorts.
Matt.
All right, let's bring Kelly in. Kelly!
Okay.
All right.
How'd he do? Are you going to tell me?
Yeah, Logan got four right. Logan.
Yay for Logan.
You're looking
Logan.
Good. All right, so Logan, sit back and allow Kelly to sit in the hot seat, okay?
All
right, here we go. Question for Kelly.
Yeah.
Which retail chain is converting 160 of its parking lots into drive-in theaters for the summer as the movie industry struggles amid the coronavirus pandemic?
Walmart.
Walmart is correct. Both got that right.
Okay.
Joey Chestnut and Miki Sudo repeated again as men's and women's champions at Saturday's Nathan's Famous Hot Dog 4th of July Eating Contest. Butchered that, sorry. How many wieners did Joey down in 10 minutes to set the record?
Oh, I know that he won. I don't know how many, though. 30?
Oh, good.
30 is way off.
Oh,
75.
Oh, that's a lot of wieners.
That's what she said.
Okay. I got to get all these right now.
Yeah, you do. All right. Question three. Which music act canceled a planned weekend concert outside of Austin after criticism for promoting a non-socially distanced show amid a pandemic? Oh, and had only sold about 280 tickets.
Vanilla Ice.
That is correct. Vanilla Ice was the one. Logan got that one.
Oh, that's the one he got wrong? Oh.
Question four. After decades of saying they'll never change their team name, which NFL team announced Friday that they'll reconsider a name change?
The Redskins?
The Redskins.
Logan was thinking, man, that's sports. She'll never get that. Gotta be honest, was a pure guess.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, yeah, Washington Redskins is correct. All right. Question five. Even nude resorts in the United States are now requiring guests to wear this specific piece of clothing at its resorts.
I'm guessing it's a mask.
A mask is correct.
We're tied at four.
You both got four right.
Oh.
But you know what that means?
That means
it goes to Kelly.
I squeak out a win.
Wow.
Oh.
Logan. Well done.
What a battle.
I mean.
Thank you. Yeah.
See, again.
He is so deflated.
And this was kind of a revenge matchup.
Yeah,
to
Logan
begin
had
with.
Played a couple years ago and had gone down, you think, what, 4-3?
I believe so, yeah. Yeah.
Logan, this is a very solid performance.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought for sure you were going to say the Indians.
Well, when she got that second one wrong,
I
Logan,
was considering that one.
I was thinking that you were money. I was thinking you were money. So anyway,
yep.
Hey, Logan, thank you so much for participating. There is one more thing we are going to need from you before you leave. And that is,
I'm Logan. Yeah, I'm Logan, and I'm just as smart as Kelly.
All right, I guess that works. All right, Logan, thank you, buddy.
All right, thanks.
Oh, dang it. I wanted him to
win. You are such a liar. You did not want him to win. Anyways, that's Can't Beat Kelly. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Sports Access! Sports. Yes, I'm throwing this in the sports category because it is a, quote, sporting event, competitive eating. Yes.
Okay.
The Nathan's famous July 4th hot dog eating contest, a tradition unlike no other on July 4th weekend. Joey Chestnut, Mickey Sudo, both unassuming champions in the competitive eating world.
Uh-huh.
They don't, like, and I don't know what I'm necessarily looking for in a competitive eater as far as, like body type.
Uh-huh.
But Joey Chestnut just looks like a regular guy. Mickey Sudo looks like a regular girl. Like, they don't hold any sort of physical prowess that would make you think, oh,
That person can eat competitively.
Yeah. Like, Joey Chestnut's not, like, 6'9", you know, 250 pounds. You know, can, I don't know, I think like tall, and I think like big, like football player size or basketball player size person.
They must have unusual systems that immediately expel all of the food that they ingest.
Oh gosh, that's
very
weird.
Quickly.
That is,
I mean, if I'm thinking logistics,
I would hate to be the toilet like, after that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So first up, Mickey, she hit a world record downing in 10 minutes 48 and a half wieners and buns.
How do you feel right now?
Oh my God, I think I broke a record. We're getting the official count. I think it went well.
Yeah, so she was excited. And again, remember, this was in an undisclosed location, no in-person spectators.
Gotcha.
To which, you know, Mickey was like, I was different.
What was it like with no crowd here?
You know, everybody, the camera crew was kind enough to cheer for me. I think I heard some of my fellow competitors yell my name, so that was really nice.
Yeah, I mean, she sounds like a mom.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I just ate a bunch of hot dogs.
I just ate some hot dogs, and you know, some of the ESPN cameramen, they were cheering for me. Go Mickey. I mean, it was great. And then she inhales 48 and a half hot dogs. I know, to completely destroy the record.
Wow.
And then the secretariat of the competitive eating world.
Uh-huh.
13 championships in 14 years.
That's crazy.
Joey the Jaws Chestnut with another record.
The once and future king with a new world record of 75 Nathan's Famous hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. Joey Chestnut!
Wow. I mean, let me tell you.
Wow.
If you've not seen video of them annihilating these wieners, it is something.
It's a sight to behold. And I can't even believe that they do the buns, too.
Well, yeah, that's part of the rules. So that's why that
takes up some space.
I know. That's why they get the water. They dip the buns in the water so it makes it go down their throat a little easier. You know, the wieners and the buns, easier.
Okay.
So 75 is the record. Joey Chestnut gets it. Mickey Sudo repeated again as the women's champion with 48 and a half, another record.
Uh-huh.
Sports.
Uh-huh.
Sports.
Okay.
I mean, when you consider most championships, I think Rafael Nadal, the tennis player, has 12 championships. Joey Chestnut has 13. Like, that's how the GOAT he is.
Is the trophy like a hot dog? Or is it like a stomach of steel?
I know, right?
Because I feel like both are appropriate.
Again, wherever they are, they're in Coney Island.
Yeah.
Those toilets are like, no, no.
No, 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 no. We don't want to be the official toilet of the hot dog eating contest.
Feel good? Do this every single hour. Kelly Kay?
This is kind of heart-wrenching. Oh. So we go to Las Vegas, where community members there are showing their support in a big way for a Metropolitan Police officer who's battling lung cancer. Her name's Crystal Sanchez, and she got the diagnosis back in 2018. With chemotherapy, it would be 9 to 12 months. That's if it doesn't work. If it does work, possibly longer than 12 months, but they're not sure how long.
Crystal Sanchez may only have months to live.
So with receiving that news, my first thought was, how do I live my life with my daughter?
She is a single mom to 6-year-old Evelyn and a Metro police officer. In 2018, she was diagnosed with lung cancer, which was treated, but the cancer returned and spread. Crystal says doctors revealed her time is limited. Crystal shares her story in this video on a GoFundMe page set up by fellow officer Kelly Bluth, titled, "She Fought for Our Country, Now We Fight for Her."
I can't just say thank you to these people because it's so much more than that.
These may be her final days.
Dang, how's this a feel good? That's horrible.
Well, there's a lot of money that have been raised for her. Okay. $125,000 they're shooting for. So far, they've raised $50,853. So it's a lot of people coming together to try to help out.
Okay.
And so hopefully they're going to buy her some time. Hopefully her treatment will buy her some time as well. But it's just nice to see that people are really rallying around her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
it's
right.
A community coming together.
There
That's
you go.
The feel good part of it.
Okay, I see that.
Yeah.
All right, feel goods. We do this every single hour here on 99.7 DJX. Bruno is looking for love, going to all lengths, crossing state lines. Last seen in Missouri, searching for love.
Who is Bruno, and why are we invested?
Bruno's a black bear.
Gotcha.
An Ellsbury, Missouri police officer took this video. While patrolling Wednesday night, he spotted a black bear along a dirt road.
Yep.
It turns out that black bear is Bruno.
Ah, Bruno. Bruno, you see, and we have documented this, I feel like, several times on the show, how it is mating season for bears.
Yes,
And so there's some bear activity that is happening.
He was first spotted in Wisconsin on May 10th. Crossed into Illinois a month later, and is now in Missouri. And along his way, people have been taking pictures of Bruno in fields, crossing roads,
yep,
and even among cows.
Yeah, so Bruno's just trying to find Mrs. Bruno.
Mrs. Bruno, yeah.
Someone to call his own for the rest of his little bear life.
Dan Zarlingo with the Missouri Department of Conservation says they learned about Bruno a few days ago. He says, if you see him, consider yourself lucky.
That's right. Consider yourself lucky if you get a chance to spot Bruno the bear.
Snap a picture and report his location.
Yeah, because they're kind of keeping track of his big quest because it's taken over 400 miles so far in 4 states searching for love.
And give Bruno some space.
The big thing you don't want to do is approach a bear with this one or any other.
Yeah,
you don't want to look aggressive to a bear.
No, or like a potential mate for a bear.
Also not good.
You don't want to threaten it in any way.
Yeah.
You don't want to corner it in any way.
Sure.
And I know it sounds counterintuitive, but you don't want to feed it either.
Okay, you don't want to feed Bruno.
Zarlinga says it's not uncommon for bears to travel across the state of Missouri.
That's right.
This time of year, they're on the move a little more because they're oftentimes trying to find, the young ones are getting out, trying to establish territory, find mates. So they do move quite a bit this time of year.
Okay. So then we'll get to the part where the reporter kind of says, let Bruno be Bruno.
So as Bruno moves through the Show Me State, we hope to continue that Midwest hospitality, keeping Bruno safe, cheering him on and watching nature take its course.
So she's
nature take its course.
Wanting you to cheer Bruno on.
All right.
And let nature take its course, meaning
get it, Bruno!
Bruno, you can do it! You can do it!
All right.
So his journey started in Wisconsin. He's traveled through Illinois, Iowa, and now Missouri. So not in Kentucky, but we've got our own, I think, black bears that have been spotted around the city and around the outer lying areas. I think doing the same thing that Bruno's been trying to do.
They're lovers, not fighters. However, just don't approach him. I know that you want to wish him well on his journey to find love.
Yeah.
Is he like the Bear Bachelor a little bit?
Oh, wow.
Is he handing out roses? Are there a lot of females that are vying for his attention? I don't know. We can only assume yes.
Yeah, he's staying on the move. He All definitely right. is, for sure. I like bears. I think they're cool. I think about we always do.
He's traveling to go on exotic dates.
That's right. When I'm hiking, when I'm dancing, making love to my wife.
Yeah, so there you go. Searching for a wife. So there you go. We can only hope that he's going to find one.
All right, Bruno the Bear there on 99.7 DJX. Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. Got a follow up to a segment we did last week. Someone was checking out the podcast over the weekend and wanted to follow up with us. Regarding ad slogans that could work in the bedroom.
We need a follow-up on this?
I mean...
Do we?
It's a different...
Are there more?
It's a different avenue to go down.
Oh, okay. So we're not just adding to the list.
No. It's a different avenue to go down.
It was a pretty extensive list already.
It was.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that coming up.
Multifunctional right. ad slogan.
Meg Thee Stallion, Beyonce, 99.7 DJX. Or should I say Anne-Marie Lastrassi? That is what at least one person is claiming. She is Beyonce, is actually an Italian by the name of Anne-Marie Lastrassi.
Oh, okay. All right.
And that everything that we're seeing from her is all just a deep state fake. So, all right.
That's a good run for a deep state fake. I know. From all the way back to the Destiny Child days.
Tina and
is
Matthew.
Is Tina really I'm her sure, mom?
I was going to say, Tina and Matthew are like,
What about her sister Solange?
Solange? Right.
What about her husband Jay-Z? What about Blue Ivy?
Oh my gosh. You leave Blue Ivy out
of
this.
Well, I'm just trying to investigate
Blue
the whole
Ivy
thing.
Out of this!
I mean, we need to consider all the factors.
All the different facets.
Yeah.
If she is an actual Italian by the name of Anne-Marie Lastrassi. So, anyways, we'll keep you posted.
All right. Thank you.
I mean, I really don't know where else to
We're
go
not
going to
keep you posted because that's about the end of it.
Yeah, right. So
there's no reason to follow up with this
story.
We've
given you the start and the beginning of that entire, story.
That conspiracy theory was fun.
We did a segment last week, ad slogans that could also double in the bedroom, you know, and it was kind of funny.
Uh-huh.
You know, like...
Uh-huh.
Arby's.
We have the meats.
We have the meats. Yeah, stuff like that.
Stuff like that.
So, yeah, and I appreciate people who catch up on the show after the show airs on the podcast at WDJX.com. Click listen. Got a text over the weekend from a listener who said, or you could say the ad slogan and then tag it with in my pants. Like, for example, Nike, just do it.
In my pants. Okay.
So I thought this might be kind of a fun little
Is it?
Sequel to the segment.
Okay.
Like Budweiser, the king of beers, in my pants.
All right.
Hallmark. When you care enough to send the very best.
In my pants? Okay. I don't know. I don't know.
Again,
I don't know.
KFC.
Finger looking good in my pants. All right. I don't know how much further we can go with this little game.
All your,
I can just picture like kids repeating this incessantly to their parents.
What, in my pants?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
United Airlines. Fly the friendly skies.
In my pants.
In my pants.
Okay. It's weird.
It is a little bit.
A little bit.
Burger King.
Have it your way.
In my pants.
This is a sassy game to play.
This is all stupid.
It's dumb.
This is all stupid.
This is like adding in bed at the end of your fortune cookie. Fortune.
BMW's slogan.
What is their slogan?
The ultimate driving machine.
In my pants. Okay. All righty. Okie doke.
Ha!
All right.
And then we'll just leave it with...
We'll wrap it up with...
Wendy's...
Where's the beef?
In the pants.
That's a question and an answer, isn't it?
I think it is. Yeah. Couple more to add to it.
Uh-huh.
The fun in my pants game that everybody can play at home.
The fun in my pants game?
Where you take an ad slogan, you just add in my pants to the end of it. Like Nike's Just Do It.
In my pants.
That's right. Campbell's Soup from Nate. Mm-mm, good?
Oh, wow. In my pants.
Shannon texted in, what about Subway?
Eat fresh?
Wow.
I don't want to finish that sentence.
All right. We'll leave it at that. All right.
I want this game to get us fired.
We'll leave it at that.
People just tune in at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, context, people. Context.
99.7 DJX.
In my pants.
No.
No?
All the hits.
In my pants.
Yes.
Yeah, if you're carrying your phone and streaming in your back pocket or
something,
right?
Yeah, maybe. Something like that.
All right.
Again, we don't want this bit to get us fired.
No.
So we'll leave it at that.
All right.
The fun in my pants game, everybody can try at home. Those sassy Brits, I don't know what it is with them naming things, but remember they did Bodie McBoatface.
Yeah.
To name this actual research vessel.
Big ship.
That has done a lot of good since they've named it literally Bodie McBoatface.
Did that actually happen? Was that the winning name? Did they actually go through with that? I like
it. That's not my point. My point is that there is a bar now in England that was renaming the bar because it was called the Colston Arms, named after a 17th century slave trader. So they were like, probably best to like maybe rethink the name of this bar because it's just a bar. So they rechristened it Pubby McDrunkface.
I like it. Way better name.
Pubby McDrunkface.
Pubby McDrunkface.
And what's funny is they did it kind of as a joke.
Yeah.
Like, all right, for now, until the public kind of helps us figure it out, because they put it out to the public to, hey, help us rename this pub.
Carve the sign, hang it, because I love it.
They left it as Pubby McDrunkface, but people are like, we kind of like that.
Yes,
we kind of.
It's got pizzazz. Got personality. It's funny. Carve the sign.
Yeah,
so, out of wood, because they're all wooden signs, right?
They have a banner right now outside that says
it permanent.
The clearly temporarily named Ye Old Pubby McDrunkface.
No, make that permanent.
Suggestions welcome.
No, that's the winner. No other suggestions needed. That's it. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
I'm thinking Pubby McDrunkface is where they need to go with that.
And I'm putting it on my bucket list.
And
I need to go there.
Think of the merch.
Oh, the merch would be amazing.
Not only are people going to go there and have a pint at your pub, but they're going to be buying your merch.
You know who the little mascot is that they could get? Remember the little drunk guy from Tangled?
Oh.
Remember that little guy? The little drunk guy from Tangled outside the little pub there.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. The Ugly Duckling.
If you needed a cartoonist mascot.
That's a spokes guy.
There you go.
Yeah.
So,
it's a tall drink of water. That guy.
The next time you're in Bristol, England, you might want to fancy a pint at Pubby McDrunkface.
Yes.
All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by no one. But Kelly K, right now.
All right. So there's an 11-year-old who has a very big ask of Disney.
Okay.
So she's noticed Disney princesses have been, you know, white, European descent, other ethnic princesses like Jasmine, Pocahontas, Mulan, Tiana, Moana. They've all become prominent. But she says there is still a section that's not being represented.
Yes.
And that's girls that wear glasses.
Oh.
She wants Disney to create a princess that wears glasses. So she feels like she's represented.
Okay.
So she says in her letter to Disney that characters with glasses are usually portrayed as geeky or nerdy instead of beautiful, bold, and strong.
Sure, I get that.
So no word yet from Disney. They haven't yet responded.
I'm sure
they probably will now that this is kind of going viral and getting some attention. They're usually pretty good at responding about that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you may be seeing, if she gets her way, you may be seeing a Disney princess that wears some specs.
Yeah, because you see the witches or the, like, kind of the, I guess, evil, darker,
the
like,
villains,
sure, wearing like, glasses.
Which ones?
What was the one in?
What movie are they?
Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, the Mad Hatter? Monocle?
Yeah,
wouldn't he have a monocle?
Yeah. Wouldn't he kind of bad?
He's really not a Disney princess.
Well, all right. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
So I don't know. Maybe you might be seeing it. We'll see how Disney decides to respond.
Respond to that.
Yeah.
All right.
But a princess with specs. Now you know if they're going on Excellent Adventures, you got to make sure that
they wear the goggles.
Exactly.
Wear goggles.
Ooh, you know one that did a prominent character. Not Daphne, the other one. Scooby-Doo.
Velma.
She wears glasses.
Again, not a Disney princess.
She's smart, though.
Yeah?
Very smart.
Well, and that's what I think her point was, right?
Yes.
That they're always portrayed as nerdy.
Nerdy and geeky.
All right.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing.
No, exactly.
No, I wore glasses for years.
I had glasses and braces at the same time.
Yeah, me too. It was funny. I got glasses in high school, mm-hmm. and my batting average in baseball went up.
Well, there you go.
Look at that direct correlation.
See?
Wow, I can see. I can hit the ball now.
I feel like they have their task ahead of them, Disney. The challenge has been laid down by this 11-year-old girl. Let's see what they come up with.
All right.
Good. That's feel good.
All right, there you go. Feel good. Do them every hour here on 99.7 DJX. Can we pour one, maybe have a sad violin for Kylie Jenner?
Do we need to set up a GoFundMe?
Listen, when she lost her billionaire status, remember last month.
That was sad. We
were all kind of shocked and dismayed and not necessarily knowing who to turn to be our next celebrity billionaire.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But now she has another hit on her.
She's been dethroned again.
From The Rock.
Taking over top spot as Instagram's highest paid celebrity.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
tough. That is a tough one.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson dethroned Kylie Jenner as Instagram's highest paid celebrity. Apparently, he can charge about $1.1 million for a sponsored post.
And Kylie can only pull in about $986,000.
Yeah. Now, all this is rough estimates because mm-hmm. that's still a world that's not really out there in the open, the social influencer sort of world where how much money you're making per sponsored post and stuff like this.
A lot of those deals aren't really public knowledge.
Right. But people like that's easy for me to say. Cristiano Ronaldo, the soccer star.
Yeah.
You know,
he's hot.
He's
got a big following.
He charges right around $900,000 per post. Ariana Grande, right there, up around $800,000. Kim Kardashian, like, where's Kim in all this? About $850,000.
Oh, wow.
Per post. How are these people getting
by? So
far
behind her sister.
I know.
Yeah.
I know, but The Rock.
Yeah. He's in charge.
So you got to wonder, does Kevin Hart feel slighted?
He should.
Because The Rock and Kevin Hart have had a almost a Matt Damon, Jimmy Kimmel.
Bromance. Love, hate.
Right.
Mostly hate.
Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy.
Fake hate.
Justin Timberlake. Sort of bromance that we've seen blossom and take their shots at one another publicly.
I love that little bromance that Jumanji created.
Right.
Yeah. It's fun.
So how,
I don't know.
The Rock, about $1.1 million per sponsored post.
How much do we charge for ours?
Not that much.
We're a little lower on the list.
We're a little lower on the totem pole there.
Not too much.
Quite a bit there.
Hey,
quite a bit
we'll
there.
We'll pitch your product.
Yeah, you can.
On the Insta?
You can see that. We have a nice little a post up on our website at WDJX.com. You can win right now up on our website. $50 to spend at Dave and Buster's. Pretty cool there.
That's a fun time.
Now open over there at Mall St. Matthews. But yeah, Dave and Buster's.
Cool games.
Yep. You can win that right there. WDJX.com. Click win. You ever try to talk and you feel like you have a burp in the back of your throat?
Uh-huh.
And you just try to power through?
Uh-huh.
Because we're broadcast professionals, right? Uh-huh. We don't want to do that or let it slip on the air.
And you're really hoping it doesn't come out?
Right.
As a little air bubble as you're speaking.
As you're talking.
Uh-huh.
It went away.
Okay, good.
Thankfully, I powered through it and I was able to get away with
it. That's great.
And I really
Because when the song ends.
Yeah,
you got to go, Sparky.
Regardless of whether or not you might have a little belch there in the back of your throat.
Right. And you get a little gassy.
I'm a gassy person.
Well, you start eating really early.
How many, wait, you had some water.
How many cups of coffee? Oh, wow. That is a ripe banana.
The banana's ripe.
It is real ripe.
It's going to be super sweet.
It looks a little expired.
It's not expired. It's just a little brown.
And it's a little brown.
You want to like feel it? It's soft.
No, I don't want to feel it.
You want to feel my banana?
I don't want to feel your banana. looks like it's like banana bread caliber banana at this point.
Yeah. I mean, it's getting there. It's on the cusp of needing to be used either for banana bread or you got to eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's at that.
It's getting dicey.
You know, poo or get off the pot sort of.
Yeah.
Portion of this fruit's life.
Yeah.
I'm just glad to
see.
Where
we started, you were gassy. Okay.
I was gassy. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
And you know, a lot of times my gas comes from, you know, some fruit and things like that that I've had. But I haven't even had the fruit yet. So.
Okay. You're waiting on that. Is that your lunch?
No. I've got a sandwich downstairs.
Okay, good.
So yeah, the banana's gonna be like second breakfast, maybe.
All right.
I had a little coffee cup of cereal on my way into work this morning.
That's good.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, don't want to skip breakfast. Most important meal of the day.
No, second breakfast is coming here in just a sec.
So awesome. I'm
excited for that.
That's exciting. DJ eating habits.
I know. Yeah. Kelly Kay.
Just had the 4th of July, America.
We did.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is an interesting thing. People that don't live in America really like us. For a lot of different reasons.
Yeah, you were saying like diverse reasons.
It's a very diverse list of things that non-Americans put in the pro corner, the pro column of living in America. America, most non-Americans like how nice Americans are and how talkative we tend to be. Entertainment is also another thing that foreigners enjoy.
Entertainment.
From amusement parks for the disabled.
Okay.
To the wide variety of entertainment most non-Americans are amazed at a lot of the many things that we do for entertainment.
There you go.
Big houses that are affordable. Also a big draw.
Ah, yeah. You because over there in here. England and everything's compact.
Absolutely. They like NASA. They think NASA. NASA's cool.
NASA.
Like put that in the big pro column.
All right.
For that. They also like the fact you can turn on red lights.
Really?
Like turning right on red?
Is that not a thing?
It's apparently not a thing everywhere.
Huh.
So what a luxury.
I mean, we do have signs that sometimes say no turn on red.
Exactly. They make a lot of great music there in America. I'm sort of a metalhead. My country doesn't have any rock bands.
Look at that.
Who knew?
All right.
So don't take your rock bands
for granted. Hey, Nickelback's from Canada. We can't even claim them.
We can't even claim that. But almost. Free refills at restaurants. Hashtag blessed.
I will say that over when I visited like Scotland and Ireland and those places, that like you get a drink and that's your drink.
Yep.
Like there you don't go back up and get a refill.
We are the land of free refills.
I guess so.
And also, finally, this was the one that I was like, wow. They mentioned this? The KFC Double Down Sandwich. My country never would have thought of replacing the bread in the KFC sandwich, chicken sandwich, with two pieces of chicken. Genius. Keep them coming.
Wow. You're right.
Isn't that great?
Kind of is a
that's head America
scratcher.
Right there.
That's
America.
America.
Thank you, KFC. The world is noticing.
The world is noticing. Who needs buns? Meat.
More meat
for buns.
More meat. You can see the whole list. Got a post for you. WDJX.com.
All right, there you America. Go. That's your feel good. Wish me luck.
You going in for your test?
My coronavirus test.
I hope it comes out okay and that you don't have to completely dash all of your... Well, then I'm going to be angry.
I know. I was going to say, what if it doesn't?
Because then if you ruin your vacation, I also ruin mine.
Right. I mean, we've done an okay job of staying socially distant from one another, but... Like,
and you haven't
know,
been you, spitting on me.
No, I have
or
not.
Or coughing on me.
I haven't been doing any
so
of that.
So I feel confident about that.
Yeah, but I'm going in for a coronavirus test. I'm going on vacation here in a little bit. And just kind of as a precaution, we're going to see some, you know, family members and things like that. And so we just all want to make sure that we're tested and safe and everything. And I did learn, I shouldn't say this, just a setup to a joke, but I did learn that it's not a rectal exam.
That's great. Just swab up the nose. You don't have to be naked for it either.
You don't even have to be naked.
You don't have to undress, put on a gown, nothing.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I know you really like to get a thorough examination.
Yeah. You know, like, you just want to make sure.
Pretty simple little.
You just want to make sure. Yeah. Swab up the nose, I believe.
Yeah.
But man, those, like, from what I've seen the videos, they get that swab up there.
Oh, it's never pleasant. I've been swabbed many times for like flu tests and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Up the nose?
Yeah. Oh, ooh. Yeah. It burns.
Okay. All right.
It burns a little.
Okay.
I'll say that.
Oh. Make your eyes water? Yeah,
for
a little
bit?
Okay.
You'll survive, though.
All right.
Yeah.
But, you know, I want to be safe.
Maybe if you're brave, you can get a popsicle or a sticker.
Do they offer that?
I'm not sure. They do at my pediatrician office.
Okay.
For my kids. I don't know.
Hey.
Maybe they'll treat you with the same kid gloves.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Yeah.
I'd like that.
All right.
You know, just because I'm a grown adult doesn't mean I can't enjoy a popsicle at the end of my exam.
For sure. You were such a brave boy.
Yes, I was.
Here's your sticker.
I was a very brave boy.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well, good luck.
Thanks. I'll let you know how it goes.
Also for my sake. Good luck.
Good luck for you. So I wish you good luck,
Thank
too.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Yes.
I hope
Please let me know.
I hope everything goes well with my...
I'm going to need a follow-up.
Coronavirus test.
Okay.
Now, if I mysteriously am not here tomorrow...
Yeah.
Or if I just don't say anything...
Right.
Then be suspect.
All right.
All right.
Well, no, it didn't really go as well. Well, if you don't hear me either, then I guess.
All right, so mark this time.
All right.
I mean, we're joking about this now, but...
May or may not be our last show for a while.
Oh,
it's really up in the air at this point.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, if you missed anything from the show, catch up on the podcast. It's all right there. WDJX.com. Click listen. We love getting the follow-up text messages and tweets after the show.
Exactly.
Sometimes we got to dive down those wormholes, too.
Sometimes. Like today.
Yes.
Well, we continued on with the ad slogan game.
That's right. The In My Pants game.
Yeah.
The fun game everybody can play.
That was fun.
Okay. Plus a bunch of other stuff. Can't Beat Kelly and Setting the Bar stories and the Animal Kingdom all at play on this show here. So have a good one. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode only on 99.7 DJX.